come back. Why? Because this is what it is. This is the subject here. Because all of this is to avoid the first and the most important stuff in this path. In this path, there is a permanent danger. And you should try to avoid it permanently. Means every single moment. What is the worst barrier in this path, Will?
Arrogance.
Worse. Rumi literally said, there is no barrier worse than this. Yes, jealousy. Why? Because in jealousy there is a negative wish for this we. So I put a rotten stuff in this consciousness, you see? In all other feelings, okay, I feel about me, I feel about that. But with jealousy, I'm wishing the bad stuff for outside, not for me. That's the main thing, because it shows how active my ego is. Rumi repeated it. Remember, he said, "Oh Hisam-e-Din, please do mix these potions and make this potion and make everyone a good fellow except that jealous fellow that you cannot change it." Because jealous fellow should purify her or himself. First comes with accepting it. Being in a state of denial, no hope for the cure. So I saw that jealousy is in me. If it's not very strong, doesn't matter, it's in me. Secondly, I could do something about it because it's a fire and I'll put it out. When? Now. How? Ha! Huh. It's quite obvious. The first stuff that agitates me, I look around, am I becoming jealous? If yes, I punish myself. I turn around. I do something about it. Because I know little by little, this is important to understand. Step by step, little by little, you could get rid of it. Then there is a day that you will see a very good thing happen to a very bad person. And you start to say, "Oh, thank God. I learned my lesson because He is giving and He is the best giver." And for His giving, He doesn't look for requirements and the abilities and worthiness. Thanks. Because even me, not that worthy, could hope for receive something. Because if they are looking for worthiness, oh, with the big wishes I have, I should be the best person walking on the earth. The point is, there is no immediate cut that you go say, "Yes, jealousy is bad, therefore I think I'm not going to be jealous anymore. Let's go." Something like that. Because, first of all, you have to understand that your feeling is like this, and that kind of feeling is possible. Shame is like that. Right? You are sick. Healthiness is here. They start to put out the fire. Then everything turns good. Of course, the fire will resist. You will get rid of it. Then, again, let me explain to you in another way. Let me tell you what generosity is. Because A generous person cannot be jealous, could he? No. First of all, you found out that the jealousy is there? Become generous. Let me tell you that generosity is a branch of the tree of heaven. It means want. Do you remember the other branch? The apple, the fruit was there. Okay? One branch gave you the knowledge, the other branch is generosity. Generosity is the key. Why? Because it's opposite the selfishness and intelligence. It's opposite of your opportunistic stuff. It's against all of this, and it will help you to get rid of jealousy. Become generous. Whatever you have and you could offer to other people. Not because of that. Because what it will do to you. You are the beautiful Joseph. And this existence is the well. You have to be patient and grasp the possibility of correcting yourself and come out of the well. Because look around you. We talked about the first story, book 1, paragraph 2. These are stuff that looks, that exists. They don't really exist. They are momentarily here. And they will change, they will go away. Whatever it is going to go away. But there is another universe which looks as it is invisible, but is permanently here. You remember we talked about non-existence and existence and that kind of stuff? Now think about this, that when you're looking and you see a cone of earth moving in the horizon, you just see the earth. But you're intelligent enough to understand that it doesn't do it by itself. There is a rider which is making this dust. Means what? Means whatever you see is visible, is here, because some other stuff is doing it. Means whatever is shouldn't be enough for you that this is here. Somebody made it. Think about the maker. Of course, we are not talking about the China and the factory. We are talking about you and the feelings in you. Somebody builds that feeling in you. You have a special view about this universe. And you live accordingly, according to the way you see the universe, right? And you have two kinds of eyes. One is your physical eye, your animal eye, which is worrying about what? The food, survival, animal necessity. So when you call this horse, to go somewhere else and say, oh, why? Why should I? I'm happy. Let me do this. Remember we talked about it in the first paragraph of book 2. He said, the animal feeling in you is thinking about the grass. And it is the enemy of the path. Because instead of you sitting on it and it carrying you, it prefers to have the grass and be happy. But that's not the only thing in you. There is another stuff in you. We call it light. Because we don't know what else to call it. Because it's like light. That light of heart is in you. And that one is pulling you as well. Yes or no? Of course, you feel the horse in here and the necessity of, I want this, I want that, I want that. But there is someone else up there. Someone else which is organizing your feelings in a way. Having a good grass and a good water, it's good. It feels good, right? Then looking at some unjust or not non-just or bad stuff happening, then what? You are sitting in a restaurant with a very good view, a very good waitress, and you have enough money and good people living around you, and the best food is being served. From the window you will see a group of gang beating up someone. How do you feel? That feeling, you become upset, you lose your appetite. I remember it. The example I'm giving you, I remember it. That is, when I'm in Cusco, I was going to Machu Picchu. We're sitting in a restaurant which was lovely. The food was fantastic. And there was no fight outside. Two poor boys like this at the window were looking at us. And we couldn't eat. That feeling has nothing to do with the horsey. It's another fellow in me. That's the consciousness. The animal should be happy that I have and they don't. That's the animal. Look at them. For us, it's different. He said, listen, there are these two attractions. The light is pulling you up. The earth is pulling you down. And the one which is pulling you down, the animal, is visible, understandable, everybody knows it. The other one is invisible. Only you feel it. And that's the good part of you. So attend to that one. In every single moment, you could pay your attention this way or that way. If you're paying attention to this way, means little by little, step by step, you become lower and lower. If you pay attention to that one, little by little, you become higher. You become the best part of you, not the worst part of you. Pay attention that whatever you see is happening because somebody is doing it. And look around you, everything is changing. In a very single moment, a good fellow could turn bad, or vice versa. But this path that we are talking, in this path, when you advance, you never return back. When you polish yourself, it doesn't come back. If you insist, pay attention, and work hard to get rid of the jealousy, it will not come back. No bread ever turned to the seed, and no mirror turned back to oil. This is where we were, right? You volunteered tonight. Start from 1310, please. He has not become a pure mirror.
He has not become a pure mirror. He has moved to his. He has not caught the bird. He is hunting. When a pure intention has become the place of cleanliness, he is delivered.